There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dubai Today. I'm Siobhan Layden, sitting in for Sally Musa. And it's Tuesday, which means it's Eye on Health. Did you know the World Health Organization estimates 235 million people suffer from asthma globally? And that asthma is the most common chronic disease among children. Well, in the first hour, I'll be joined by Dr. Gurwaya, specialist pediatric pulmonologist, to discuss the causes, the treatments, and the reasons why asthma is on the rise. In the second hour, we welcome Dr. Gordon Bland for our open clinic, here to help you stay well this winter. It's flu season, and I'm sure many of you are putting on a brave face, getting on with your day in spite of the coughs, the colds, and the sniffles. Well, Dr. Bland is here to discuss your symptoms, give survival tips, and help you through the festive season. That's all coming up over the next 2 hours on Dubai Today.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
So this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, the rich and the poor ones. The world is so long, and so happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow and red ones. Let's start.
Very good afternoon. I'm Siobhan Layden, sitting in for Sally Musa today. This is Dubai Today and it's Eye on Health. Let me just repeat some of those staggering statistics that you heard earlier, because we're talking about asthma today. Did you know that the World Health Organization estimates that 235 million people suffer from asthma globally, and that asthma is the most common chronic disease among children. And one in six people in the UAE suffer from asthma as well, and these numbers are continuing to rise. Well, joining me in the studio today, it's a pleasure to be welcomed by Dr. Vishwanath Goraya, who is a consultant and head of paediatric pulmonology at NMC Royal Hospital, Khalifa City, Abu Dhabi. Very warm welcome to you, Doctor.
Thank you very much, Shannon. Thanks for inviting me.
So today we're going to be talking all about asthma, the signs, the symptoms, the treatment, and we welcome your questions as well. As we mentioned, obviously a lot of people do suffer from asthma in the UAE. So, Doctor, again, going back to those figures, I was actually really shocked. I didn't realise, I knew they were quite high, but I didn't realise they were as high as that. Why is that? Do we know why it's increasing, the cases of asthma?
See, Shannon, you rightly mentioned asthma is a chronic condition and the incidences are rising, especially in the UAE. As you can see, it's the environmental factors. Asthma is not only just as a one physical condition, it's becoming a more of a syndrome. Okay. That whereby it's a multifactorial, the environmental reasons, and then there is a lot of infections and the allergies are in rise. So these are the main reasons why you are seeing a lot of children who are suffering from asthma or cough and wheezy diseases, which are main symptoms of it.
Do you also think that it's because it's being diagnosed now as well? Like before, it may have just been passed off as a cough and a cold and a continuous issue, but now doctors have got more awareness of asthma.
Exactly. The awareness in even the parents and the clinicians has increased now. And yes, we do have a diagnostic test, especially children over 6 years of age, like a lung function, so where we can test and diagnose them as asthma or not. And previously, yes, the awareness, with the increasing awareness, the diagnosis is getting better as well, and we are trying to prevent the severity of asthma also.
Mm. So you said there's actually a diagnostic test for asthma, but only from 6 years of age?
Yes, it's ideally from the 5 to 6 years of age onwards, because it has to do with the technique of breathing in and blowing out, which is not possibly that helpful in the children younger than that. But some clever children over 4.5 years, we have seen they can perform the test very well.
And why would you actually have to have a test for that? Does that just help in the treatment and the management of
it? Exactly. Because, see, that takes me back to what is asthma. Mm. So asthma is actually, it's an irritation of the sensitized airways, which is from the allergens or the viral infections, which are the main triggers. And that leads to the increased production of the sticky secretion in the airway, what we call as mucus. And the airway is all made up of muscles. Say, if you, in a layman terms, if you imagine our airways as an inverted tree, the main trunk being the trachea and the two division, and thereby multiple divisions, and the leaves on the end. The leaves is the place where it's what we call as alveoli, where the exchange of gases will be taking place. And all these tubes are connected internally, and they're all made up of muscles. And these muscles are the ones which get irritated with the exposure to any of these triggers. And they go very tight,
okay,
along with increased sticky mucus. So that leads to cough, wheeze yani, the expiratory sound, where they find it difficult to breathe out. And then they feel difficult to breathe, like a breathing difficulty. They will be chugging away.
Yeah, it's interesting because I kind of think of asthma as a difficulty in breathing in, but is it actually more of a difficulty in breathing out?
It's a difficulty in breathing out. That's the misconception, actually. And especially not all the cough is asthma. Mm. So that's where we need to be. I usually, in my clinical practice, I reproduce the sound, like as I did.
Yes.
So it's just more of a upper airway respiratory noise, like a that is not actually the asthma. Okay. It is the breathing out, like... That's more reason to breathing out is the problem with the asthma.
And from what age could you be, I mean, not diagnosed using this test, but at least have some idea of this, if a child does have asthma? From a baby or?
Yes, it's actually a bit difficult to diagnose asthma in the earlier age, like in the preschool age, roughly you can say. But there are the indicators which we choose. Say, for example, according to the studies, the child who has a parent who is having asthma, and then they themselves suffer from any, say, for example, cow's milk allergy or egg allergy, or a dry skin or eczema, and there some of the blood tests showing any allergy cells are rising in there, and these are all act as a risk factors, what we call as a asthma predictive index.
Mm-hmm.
So by that we will be able to predict if the child has any of these risk factors, we can think that probably this child is going into grow into be an asthmatic. That's where we need to look out them and then treat them appropriately so that we can allow them to grow well. And the more interesting thing here is the children in this age group, many of them will grow out of these VZ episodes as they grow older because they don't have any risk factors, and most of the children can do have VZ with the viral infections.
That's really great news for people then who are, or for children that are suffering, let's say, from below the age of about, what, 5 or 6, like preschool?
Probably, yeah, preschool age.
That they may actually grow out of it.
Exactly.
How does that happen? Why does that happen?
It is mainly, as I was mentioning, the whole amount of physiology is with the increased production of the mucus, and the which happens with the viral infection, and the airway muscles going very tight. So this is the two main reasons why you behave like having a wheeze. So these symptoms do get better with the medicines what we use for asthma. So that is the confusion when they start using these medicines which we use in asthma, the child gets better. So some occasions they leave them on those medicines for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the parent starts feeling that the child has asthma. So we as a clinicians also have to try and think and stop those medicines and see whether this child, how he is behaving, okay. Whether is there any risk factors for this child. So we have to choose the population to try these medicines and then follow them up regularly.
So what you're saying is that you definitely need to have regular checks.
Exactly.
To see if perhaps you have improved, the situation has improved, so you could actually lessen the medication.
Exactly.
Do you wean people off a medication? Is that, or can you just sort of go cold turkey and have no more if you feel that they're cured? Or
no, it's unfortunately asthma, there is no cure, but we can manage or control the symptoms. And if we control the symptoms very well, we can allow them to do their regular activities and school participation and so on and so forth. So it's there is no cure, but we can control the symptoms.
Mm. Good afternoon. Welcome back. We're joined by Dr. Vishwanath Goraya, who's a consultant and head of paediatric pulmonology at NMC Royal Hospital, Khalifa City, Abu Dhabi. Welcome to you once again, Doctor.
Thank you.
The first hour today is all about asthma. As we mentioned, some quite startling statistics earlier in the programme that 1 in 6 UAE residents suffers from asthma. And we've had lots of questions come through already from listeners. Thank you very much. And we've got on the line now Natasha, who has a question for Dr. Goraya. Go ahead, Natasha.
Hi, yes. So I don't really have a question. It's more of, you know, my observation also with these statistics. And I just want to know, you know, how do they collect this information of who has asthma and who doesn't? I arrived here when my son was, so this is about my son. And we arrived in Abu Dhabi when he was about 2.5. And we've had some problems with him breathing. And we went through all the typical checklists, as the doctor said, you know, he had eczema, my husband's got asthma, and he wheezed. And so after about, when he was about 3 or 4, the doctors declared him as asthmatic. And they just gave us heaps of medicine, and so we've continued with this. And then about a year and a bit ago, my son just started coughing continuously, like every minute. And then it would go through spurts of maybe once an hour, and then it would get again to every minute. And it sounded horrific. Parents were worried about my child being in the class with them because he sounded sick, and I was convinced he's not sick. And in and out with the doctors, they x-rayed him continuously, antibiotics continuously, declared him as asthmatic with no other tests. And then I went to another specialist, and they said to me, you know, we must go and do some blood tests for allergies. And they tested him, and, you know, he was horribly allergic to the specific thing. Asthmites. So we just continuously in and out of specialists, and finally, it came to a point where we just couldn't continue with this anymore. And I went to the NMC recently with my son. And we went through a step process of with all the medicines, and we eliminated, was it a bacterial or a viral infection? We eliminated a whole bunch of things. And my son only has wheezing issues when he is sick. Mm. And this continuous coughing has actually been something not even asthmatic related. You know, he has sensory issues, and he, when he's under a stressful situation, he goes into violent coughs. Okay. And it sounds horrific.
Mm. Gosh, that's interesting.
And so anyway, so we had a consultation, and we're dealing with it in a different way. And you know what? It's been two days. And we've discussed it with him, and he's busy controlling it.
Mm.
And so my question is that the doctors are declaring these children as asthmatic. The doctor now online has said, you know, you can't really declare them before the age of six.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going home with heaps of medicine. I've been a loss with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finally feeling like I have a bit of control. So I think these statistics are great, but I'm just wondering, where are the stats coming from? You know,
yeah.
Who's making these numbers? And I do know that there are many children that do have genuine problems, and they are asthmatic. But I'm certain there's a heap full that have got other issues at hand. Sorry,
not at all. Thank you very much, Natasha. It's great to hear that finally you seem to be turning a corner with your son. And I think it's a very important issue that you raise there. And I think it's been a topic that's actually been discussed on this program before, is overdiagnosis.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And overuse of medications, especially mm-hmm. in young children. Doctor, what's your thoughts on these?
Yeah, thanks for the good narration of history from Natasha of your son. In his case, I think he has all the risk factors, and probably initially the doctors might have thought he might be having a high risk of developing into asthma. That may be the reason why they have tried the asthma medicines. But as I mentioned earlier, unfortunately, that's what is only the tools we have, less than a five-year-old. And then thereafter, it becomes a bit easier. Say, if I'm seeing him, we have to tease out the history more.
Mm.
So when it is happening, why it is happening. And in cases like a bout of cough, which sometimes happen only when they are awake, it completely mm-hmm. disappears when they sleep, which is what likely may have a habit cough, which starts mm-hmm. as some viral trigger, but it continues. They do have symptoms in the back of their throat, like itchiness, and they start coughing more. So there is overlap of symptoms between the wheeze and the cough, and then thereby people start getting confused. Is it asthma? And then start giving the medicines. So it goes like if the parent is worried, then the doctor automatically will start getting worried about the child. And then mm-hmm. automatically, as Natasha was mentioning, the amount of medication prescription increases. That's probably directly proportional to everyone's confusion.
Right. And Natasha, shall we let you go and then you can listen? Would you like to add some more?
Is that you know what? My question is that, you know, we can't conclusively diagnose before we can do this tool at the age of five or six. And my question is what is the risk of not providing some of these is it not more risky with the steroids that we are giving our children before the age of five or six, when they're not, you know, they're not battling to breathe? All the x-rays and all, I cannot tell you the amount of medicine I have pumped into my son.
Mm.
And my question is that what is the risk that we run by not providing this? If our child's obviously breathing, he's just having these moments, these bouts of coughing. That's my question.
Yeah.
The steroids for me is very concerning.
The concern is it riskier to not take the medicine or to continue with it? Yeah.
Yes.
Natasha, we really appreciate your call this afternoon, and I wish you all the very best. But continue listening, and we'll get to more of those questions as well when we come back. I'm Siobhan Leydon sitting in for Sally, who unfortunately is not very well. We wish her well and hope she'll be back in the studio very soon. very soon. But on the programme today, I'd like to just reintroduce our guest. We're joined by Dr. Vishwanath Goraya, who's a paediatric pulmonologist at NMC Royal Hospital, Khalifa City in Abu Dhabi. And the topic for discussion is asthma. We've had lots of questions coming through already, and as we've mentioned earlier, it really is a hot topic, with asthma cases on the rise, not just in the UAE but also globally. So it's a pleasure to be joined by a doctor in the studio. Now, just following on from our last call, and Tasha, who obviously had been back and forth with her son to try and find a solution and to help him, and was very concerned about the amount of medication that she'd been given for her son, in particular steroids. Doctor, is this a sort of common practice to give children as young as, I think she mentioned her son was about two and a half, mm-hmm. such things as steroids?
See, the steroids act as a mainstay of the treatment for asthma. So it's actually yes or no question. Steroids are good to use in asthma, provided we use the steroids in a very low dose and in a fashion where we titrate or limit the use of the medication. So the best way is the inhalers, because it's a low dose of steroids and you can always stop and review the child and see how they are doing. But the main problem here is if the child comes to an hospital where a child is having a shortness of breath, not able to breathe, wheezing and looking very unwell, yes, it is a guideline as the steroid is the mainstay, we use the injectable form of the steroid or a oral form of the steroid along with the nebulized steroids. So just to give the scenario in the more mathematics, what everyone likes, or I usually tell the parents, is one dose of the nebulization, what we use, like say, for example, Pulmicort is the main thing what they use in UAE, is equal to almost 10 puff of inhaler.
Mm-hmm.
And the one course of oral steroid or the injectable steroids of 3 to 5 days is equal to 4 to 6 months worth exposure of steroids of an inhaler.
Right.
So thereby, I want to reemphasize that yes, steroid is the mainstay of treatment, but we have to use it more carefully and in a more effective form.
Mm-hmm.
To see that we don't need to use the injectable or the oral doses of steroids quite often. So that is more problematic, using a high dose of steroid repeatedly.
And do you find that a lot of your patients, if you're dealing with children, particularly the parents, mm-hmm. are very concerned, obviously, about giving such medications to their children? What sort of assurances do you have to offer that, in the sense that the side effects, the possible addiction to mm-hmm. these medications, etc.?
Okay, let me clarify a few myths here. The asthma medications, like the steroid and another one is the montelukast, which we use, they are the safe medicines, but they are not addictive. Okay, so we can stop them once the child is getting better, and we can titrate the dose or reduce the dose as the child clinically progresses. That's where it's more important to seek the medical help and have a repeated consultation and reviews regularly. And the second point is, this is the common question which every parent do ask me when we give a prescription for the inhalers, and we mention this is a cortisone or a steroid.
Mm.
So, because I can understand as a parent, anxiety is quite high about the use of steroids. Yes, it is not a safe medicine if you're using it high dose regularly, because it has its own side effects, as you all know. So, in the clinic, routinely what we do is we monitor the height and weight of the child, like the growth, and then the blood pressure. So, these are the few parameters we use to monitor for the side effect of the steroid use. If there is any variation in that and the child is receiving a lot of steroids from what parents say, then yes, we do have some blood test to check to see whether the child is having a side effect of the steroid or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for clearing that up. And we've got more questions coming through, actually. Perhaps we'll go to some of the messages now. Anne has texted in asking what you think of the treatment in a thermal spa area, which she's been to, particularly one in France. She says she's a strong believer of having spent a few summers there as a child and was in very much full remission afterwards.
Right. it's quite interesting because this is observation what our few of the parents have asked me in UAE, especially the sand spa or the thermal spas. Especially they say children less than 5 years, it may be of bit help. The reason is, as I mentioned, the cause for the asthma or the tightening of airway is exposure to allergen and the more sticky production of the mucus. This mucus, which can get dissolved easily with the salt exposure. So we do use the salt nebulizations in this young age group, where because the mucus is getting dissolved and salt is a strong irritant of the airway. So it helps in coughing up and bring up all the mucus. Thereby it is removing the trigger and thereby they clinically do feel better. But I have to be a bit cautious to the parents who use regularly, especially in the older age group, because salt is a strong irritant and it can cause the bronchospasm, which can lead to wheeze,
okay,
actually.
Right.
So that's a bit of a cautious.
Yeah,
exactly.
Could possibly help.
Especially in the younger group,
right,
where the secretion is the main problem, but it's not the muscle contraction.
I just want to ask you also about sort of environmental factors. We touched on it briefly at the beginning of the program. And, you know, in terms of pollution levels, and I know that the UAE is making great efforts, actually spending, I think, 500 million dirhams on new projects to make Dubai's air quality the best in 2021,
right,
which is fantastic news. But, you know, with lots of construction, with lots of living in the place, we live very much in a desert of sorts,
yeah,
an urban desert. How can that affect breathing? And do you find that in certain seasons it could be worse? I mean, what could have kind of preventative measures could we take, given the fact that, you know, unless you move,
yeah,
living in Dubai?
Right. So this actually, you're right to say that there is asthma is a multifactorial here. One is the environment, which unfortunately we can't change, as you rightly said, either unless we move out of it. So we don't have any control over. So yes, children do have intermix of the exposure to the allergens, like a dust, and then mainly the dust is the main thing.
Yeah.
And then because we are living in the closed central AC system,
yeah,
even though my child is maybe well, but the other child in the other house may be coughing, the viruses can be transmitted across the building. And especially in this winter months, this is the worst period for the children with any chest problems.
Because that's interesting, because I thought it would actually be summer months because you're inside all the time.
No.
But you're saying winter's worse.
No, winter is worse because of the more viral infections.
Okay.
This is the same period what we have observed, even like when I was working in UK or Canada. It is the same. Winters are bad. And interestingly, the summers will be better if the child has only viral trigger as the main cause for asthma. So that's the period where we play with stopping the medicines and see how they are doing.
Mm.
But unfortunately, again, the summer and the spring season, that's if they are allergic to other, like pollen, for example, then they are carrying that risk all through the year.
Yeah, and Christmas trees. I think if you've got a Christmas tree in your house, you could be. I'm just looking at the clock. Maybe we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about some of the things that you need,
sure,
to be careful of in this festive season, such as Christmas trees, such as bringing in plants into the house, etc. And maybe some,
sure,
great tips from you, Doctor,
nope,
just to stay safe over the Christmas period.
Okay.
We're just into the last part of the first hour of the program, talking all about asthma and just some of the tips that our doctor in the studio, Dr. Garar, pediatric pulmonologist. Thank you for joining us, Doctor. Yeah, just some of the things that you perhaps should look out for over the Christmas period, such as Christmas trees coming into the house, which can probably cause maybe some allergies, going to people's houses, throwing different food.
Mm.
We were just talking off air as well about cats and how they, as you mentioned, sorry to all those cat lovers out there, can really cause a problem because they can cause very severe allergies.
Exactly.
Mm. So what can you do? I mean, what are the sort of best things that you would offer advice to some listeners today as just to try and, you know, keep safe and be healthy over this Christmas period?
Yeah, the parents with their children with, say, asthma, the main prevention is to prevent the allergens. Of course, if they have a knowledge about what their child is allergic to, say for example pets or dust, try to keep them away as much as you can. But the other element of allergy is the coloring agents or the preservatives, which unfortunately we may not have any control over. So the best thing to do is carry your one, the relieving medicines, that's the Ventolin. If they develop any wheeze, try straight away start them. And the preventive medicines like steroid inhalers to carry with.
What about an antihistamine?
Antihistamine, like yes, that's I was coming there.
Yeah.
Antihistamine will help in, that may be the first one you use.
Mm.
Then the, I was just concentrating on the asthma.
Mm.
But in general allergy, yes, antihistamine first, and then the preventive medicines and the relieving.
Mm.
So it is better to have them in the safe hands to use it when required.
Thank you for that. Let's just go back to some of these questions as well coming through. Alisa has says, I have a child who's 1 year and 6 months old, coughing and sometimes sneezing, sometimes using Ventolin, nebulizer and baby Panadol. However, living in an area with constant construction and dust, what is the solution? At the moment, the child also has chicken pox. Oh, poor thing. And I'm not sure if extra coughing is the result, if it's the pox or the dust, she's saying. What would the symptomatic treatment be?
Right. See, in this age group, 1.5 year old, ideally the cough is a, what I always believe or say to the families whom I'm seeing is, cough is a protective reflex. So that nothing should go into your lungs.
Mm.
So you cough up to clear all the mucus. If we, for example, if you don't cough, then all the mucus will settle in the lungs and that gives a chance for a bacterial infection like a pneumonia or what you call as Sadariti hub here. So we have to stop them. We have to use the medicines to try and clear them, why they are coughing, rather than stop the cough.
Mm-hmm.
So thereby, in this age group, as I was mentioning previously, the salt nebulization may be a good choice because it irritates the airway, it breaks down the mucus, and the more amount of saline nebulization if you use, like 3-4 times a day, it will help in clearing all the mucus. Thereby, the chance for secondary infection is low. And I'm not sure if it is cough is the only symptom or does the child has wheeze. If there is a wheeze, then probably, yes, Ventolin may help. But we have to look into the entire risk factors, whether the child has any of the risk factors, whether needs any preventive medicines as well.
Okay.
So that becomes a clinical decision for which we may need to see the child.
Right. Well, I hope, Alisa, your child feels better soon. More questions actually coming through. One from Anna, who says, my 11-year-old daughter has difficulty breathing when she's playing sports. She's quite tall. I would describe her as having a bigger build. She complains that she has heavy legs when she's running and finds it hard to catch her breath. We've seen the GP about this, and he said that she could be asthmatic, but not prescribed anything for her. And for us to keep an eye on her, what would be the medication? And I've also heard that asthma medications can stunt growth. Is that true?
Right. So that brings back to the steroid issue.
Yeah.
Yes, the literatures or the studies have shown that the long-term use of the steroids can shrink a bit. But it's actually a balance between the child is constantly being unwell. Anyway, your growth will be suffered. Or the versus use of the appropriate use of the steroids and then allow the child to grow. So it's a balance of it is the main thing. And coming back to her question, there are a few things we need to know here. Is this the first episode she started having the cough or the breathing difficulty? And as you rightly said, she's having a problem in catching the breath. So that may be having an issue in breathing in rather than breathing out.
Mm.
So that we need to evaluate. And the reason here is there is a condition, what we call as vocal cord dysfunction, which is what we observed in while it's quite common in the athletic group and adolescents, girls being more common. We did a study when I was in Canada to look at what's happening in this age group. All of a sudden, they're perfectly well so far. Suddenly, they become difficult to breathe.
Is this around 11, you said?
Around adolescent age group.
Right.
Or it can happen even early as well, depending on. So it's a more of the symptom. So that's where we have to differentiate. Is it a problem in breathing in or breathing out?
Mm-hmm.
Because asthma is a problem of always breathing out. So if the child is able to breathe out easily, and they're having a problem in breathing in. And at the same time, they may feel that the heart is going very fast, like a kind of, in adults, we pass it as a panic attack. But in the children, we usually don't say that one because it's a bit of offending to them. So we need to prove it to them what is the main reason. So because she's in an age group where we can resort to lung functions, and we have to see how she is behaving. In fact, we can do like a exercise test, what we say.
Yeah.
We try to mimic what happens. Say we do the lung function and then we make a run on the treadmill to see whether she's getting any of those symptoms, and do the lung function again to see how their airway is behaving. And then depending on the both the test, we will be able to counsel mom mm-hmm. and provide medications for her. Mm-hmm. So she needs to be looked at by mainly probably a pulmonologist, I believe.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. We could talk for much longer, I'm sure, about many, many more questions that we've had through. We've tried to get through them all today, but thank you very much, Dr. Vishwanath Gorayath, who's a consultant and head of paediatric pulmonology at NMC Royal Hospital, Khalifa City, Abu Dhabi. It's been a pleasure today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nice meeting you guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.